Okay, we got the door closed. Got a leaky reactor? Let's take it off the news. Problem solved. Candidates won't play ball? Take them off the news. Problem solved. If NAFTA displaces 10 million Mexicans to the U.S., take NAFTA off the news. Problem solved. If I show these newsworthy topics are being taken off the news, then it follows to those who control the news, the problem is not the actual affliction, but rather the public thinking about it. For example, are we all talking about leaky reactors and the candidates that won't play ball and exiting NAFTA? Or are we ignoring reactors, chatting up the most money candidates, and building a wall? Let's take a look at these three topics and let's see how this works. I used to work in the nuclear industry, and as such, when the triple meltdown occurred at Fukushima, I was very interested. It was a cable news saturation story, 24/7, 45 minutes out of every hour, for a week. And then one day I came home, turned on the news, and nothing. Changed another news channel, nothing again. Third news channel, nothing again. Did the ongoing crisis at Fukushima suddenly become not newsworthy overnight? Or was there something else going on? GE, the company that built these reactors, saw its stock drop 11% in the days following the accident. And investors get very nervous when the stock suddenly drops 11%. They've got to do something. They've got to stop that bleeding. Entergy, the company that owns New York's Indian Point, saw its stock drop 9%. Indian Point is rated the number one most dangerous reactor in the United States, as rated by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission due to its location on fault lines. And 20 million people live within 50 miles of Indian Point. 11 million directly downwind. At Fukushima, we were somewhat lucky. It's right on the shore, and most of the contamination blew off over the unpopulated ocean, but that's not so at Indian Point. Any plume would blow right over New York City. Do rich investors really want New Yorkers thinking about shutting down all their reactors as Germany did? Just take it off the news. Problem solved. What else is not in the news? I mentioned politicians that won't play ball. What exactly is not playing ball? President Eisenhower warned, "We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted power, both sought and unsought, by the military-industrial complex." The potential for a disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. I have here two opposite voting records on military industrial complex spending bills. Senator Obama, when he was a senator, always voting yes, send trillions of dollars of the people's money to the military industrial complex. And Representative Paul, always voting no, don't send money. See, one of them is not playing ball. Let's see what happens to him in the news. Our presidential elections began with the Iowa primaries. The Republican convention went out to Iowa. And they took a poll of about 12,000 people to find out who everyone liked. And as the first big poll, this initially populates the stage. So naturally, this is all heavily covered in the news. I have here the results of the 2011 Iowa straw poll, the poll they took. As you can see, Michelle Bachmann has narrowly beat our politician who won't play ball by less than 1%. Please notice near the bottom, Rick Perry at 4.3 and Mitt Romney at 3.4%. Now for the news. Here's NBC reporting on this. We have a top tier. It's Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann. CBS. We have a new top tier. It's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann. CNN at least has the subtitle correct. Bachmann narrowly beat Paul in the Iowa straw poll, but he's saying the same names. We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner. Fix that. But we have also Rick Perry and now Michelle Bachmann. And here's four Fox ball players. There's a new top tier, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachmann. Who's everyone talking about the next day at the water cooler? Romney, Perry, and Bachmann. A politician who won't play ball? Take him off the news. Problem solved. And finally, my last topic, NAFTA. There's a saying in Mexico, no corn, no country. Corn for tortillas. Corn to feed livestock, corn for barter and sale. But agricultural provisions of NAFTA remove tariffs, and as government subsidies were lifted, cheap mechanized corn from the U.S. flooded the Mexican market. Price paid to Mexican farmers for their corn fell by two-thirds. Millions of small farms were foreclosed to be bought up by big foreign firms. Sound familiar? They were then consolidated into large prime-acre plantations. Public Citizen reports that as farm wages fell by two-thirds, the deregulated price of tortillas, their bread, shot up 279%. As poverty spread, businesses, ports, and railroads were sold off, and urban wages fell. The North American Congress on Latin America reports that within 1 year, by the end of 1994, a year after President Clinton signed NAFTA into law, the Mexican economy had collapsed. How far-reaching, how important are both? Public Citizen reports that with more than half the country now in poverty, immigration to the U.S. rose from 3.9 million before NAFTA to more than 11 million by 2011. In fact, this 3 million pretty much flatlines all the way back to the 1930s. These people have always been here, but this spike after NAFTA is a first. But the news doesn't talk about NAFTA when it talks about building a wall between people. Some make a lot of money off NAFTA. Poverty and infighting, that's okay. Just keep NAFTA off the news. Problem solved. So I've talked about the personal danger of reactors and the economic danger of NAFTA, but aren't those two things really just symptoms of the third topic, bad politicians? But do we blame the fox for eating chickens or the farmer for putting the fox in charge of the hen house? What is the extent of media influence on public opinion? I think people, Americans, lose these elections in the primaries. We get talked out of the good, and we get stuck trying to figure out which representative of the rich will represent us best, which will advance evil at the lesser rate. Fortunately, there's good information available on the web. The writing's on the wall. It's right behind the TV.